It's All Things Considered from NPR News. I'm Audie Cornish.
And I'm Robert Siegel. In London, the 2012 Olympic Games are now open. Queen Elizabeth II made it official just about 2 hours ago. She opened the Summer Games at the Olympic Stadium, which was filled with thousands of athletes from more than 200 countries. The Olympics always open with a celebration of the culture of the host nation, and this one has featured not only the Queen, but also James Bond and even Mary Poppins. Now, if you don't want us to spoil it for you before the delayed broadcast on American TV, we warn you, you can tune back in 3 minutes. For now, NPR's Howard Berkus is in London. And Howard, what was notable to you in tonight's opening ceremony?
Well, that Slumdog Millionaire producer Danny Boyle was able to squeeze hundreds of years of British history, along with iconic pop and cultural figures, and a celebration of the nation's system of socialized health care into a huge, raucous show. And it started in the pastoral setting of England centuries ago, erupted into this sort of dark and violent industrial revolution. They even had massive smokestacks, you know, belching smoke rising out of the bottom of the stadium. And then Boyle went Hollywood on us. He had this vignette featuring Queen Elizabeth, the real Queen Elizabeth, climbing into a helicopter with James Bond, and then stunt doubles parachuted from the copter above the stadium. And that was before dozens of Mary Poppins came down with umbrellas to vanquish Lord Voldemort. And all that was really missing was a tribute to Black Pudding.
So there you had sheep, dark satanic mills, the national health, James Bond, and more, all in one evening. You're no stranger to the Olympics. You've covered them 8 times now. Are these familiar themes?
Well, you know, every host nation tries to put their own sort of brand on the Olympics and celebrate their culture, you know, their technological contributions, and sometimes their colorful oddities in their own ways. Sydney in 2000 had a lawnmower drill team. Salt Lake City in 2002, they had pioneers crossing the plains. But none of it compared to Beijing 4 years ago, a real assault on the senses, which just screamed, you know, we're China, we're big, we're powerful, we're advanced. Danny Boyle made it clear to us today that he wouldn't dare to try to top that.
Now, it's pretty late at night over there, and some athletes have to compete tomorrow. Do some of them just skip the ceremonies?
Oh, yeah. You know, there's no time for celebrating quite yet for some, especially those competing tomorrow. A dozen gold medals are at stake tomorrow. So some athletes, they need their sleep. They need to stay focused. They stayed back in the village, and they're probably already in bed.
Well, speaking of tomorrow, what are the quick highlights for tomorrow's Olympic action?
Well, one of the first things tomorrow is the cycling road race, and Great Britain is going to go nuts if native son Mark Cavendish wins the gold. He's favored. And I could mention a certain showdown in the Olympic swimming pool that features a couple of Americans you may have heard of, Phelps and Lochte. But, you know, this is Great Britain's night. It's London's moment. And the cheers were loudest tonight when Team Great Britain marched into the stadium and when the final torchbearer, Sir Steve Redgrave, a 5-time gold medalist in rowing, began the lighting of the Olympic cauldron. To paraphrase William Blake, bring them their chariots of fire.
NPR's Howard Berkus telling us about the Olympic opening ceremonies in London. Thank you, Howard.
You're welcome, Robert.